Thank you for agreeing to hear this oral argument for a fun yet serious issue involving novelty items, bobbleheads.
That was lawyer Stephen Domingo's first pitch before the Ohio Supreme Court, arguing for his team, the Cincinnati Reds. The state says the Reds owe $88,000 in use tax on promotional items handed out at games between 2008 and 2010. The law says taxable gifts are defined as those that are given away without charge. Cody Tieford argued for the state tax commissioner and said the Reds can't have it both ways, not paying taxes when buying the items or when using them to sell tickets, which aren't taxed.
Any purchase of tangible personal property is presumed to be taxable. And any time someone purchases tangible personal property, like the Reds did with these giveaways, and it's not purchased for purposes of resale, then sales tax or use tax is going to be due.
But the Reds say those bobbleheads, caps, and other items are in fact resold to encourage fans to come to games, just as restaurants buy toys they can put in kids' meals. And Ohio law exempts companies from paying tax on items that will be resold. Domingo says when a fan buys a ticket to a promo item game, it's a contract, which requires consideration, where something is given in exchange for something else. Domingo told Justice Terrence O'Donnell that means fans who come to those games will walk home with bobbleheads.
Is it your view that the consideration is built into the ticket price, or are you saying that this is more akin to straws and napkins that are given away to those who purchase hot dogs and pop?
Well, it's built into the ticket price. That's the core of the issue, that because that's one of the acts that you have to do. You have to purchase a ticket.
Domingo argued scheduled giveaways are different from games where surprises that he called goodwill items are handed out. For instance, rally towels on the seats at Cavs home games during the NBA championship. Tieford seized on that, telling Justice Pat Fisher that if the claim the Reds are making is correct, they're not the only ones who should be paying tax.
All those other businesses that give away those promotional items, if the Reds' rule is correct, should be collecting sales tax.
So if somebody during the game shoots a T-shirt up into the stands, they're going to pay tax on that.
That's exactly what the Reds' argument is.
Tieford noted the Cleveland Indians charge higher prices for tickets to promo giveaway games. And the state also argued that the Reds say promo items are limited, so that's no guarantee, which means no consideration. But Domingo said 30,000 bobbleheads are bought for each giveaway game, which is more than enough. And Domingo said the way they're used, they are not subject to tax.
If anything, it's a flaw in the statute. The statute defines a sale as simply a transfer of title for consideration. So all we have to prove is that there's consideration here. And if the General Assembly wants to change that to make these types of items taxable, so be it.
Other states have also looked into the issue. The Milwaukee Brewers and the Minnesota Twins lost their cases with similar arguments. But the Kansas City Royals won in court and overturned a ruling that required them to pay state sales taxes on their giveaways. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.